Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 3rd. God comforts those who mourn. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. God used Mandy's friend Crystal to teach her the meaning of this verse. Mandy was talking to Crystal on the phone one day, and she told Crystal a lie. Mandy lied because she cared more about pleasing Crystal than about pleasing God, and because she wanted to make herself look better than she was. As soon as the lie was out of her mouth, Mandy was shocked and sorry. But she didn't tell Crystal she had lied. What would she think of me if she knew, Mandy thought. She might not want to be my friend anymore. I'll just confess my sin to God. That'll be enough. But for a few days after that, Mandy was still miserable. She couldn't stop thinking about the lie. Finally, she wrote Crystal a note. She told Crystal about the lie and asked her to forgive her. When Crystal got Mandy's note, she went out of her way to come and find her. Mandy was so ashamed to face her that she began to cry. She felt that she didn't deserve to have Crystal's friendship anymore. Mandy will never forget what Crystal did next. She put her arm around Mandy and told her she had forgiven her. Then she reached out and wiped away one of Mandy's tears as it fell. Have you sinned against God? Are you ashamed and sorry? Maybe it's a sin that you've committed many times before. Maybe you feel like you just cannot face God and ask His forgiveness yet again. What must He think of you? When we come to God with a mournful, broken-hearted spirit about our sin, God's response to us is just like Crystal's to Mandy, and even more wonderful because He is God. The Bible tells us that He will never turn away a broken and a contrite heart, Psalm 51:17. He will forgive us every time we come. The blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us from every sin, 1 John 1:9, and someday, when we see God face to face, He will wipe away our tears forevermore, Revelation 21:4. That's how gracious He is. God comforts and forgives those who are truly sorry for their sin. When I sin against God, do I feel sorry and ashamed? Has my own attitude toward Jesus ever been rebellious? What do I do about my sin? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 3rd.